You can't find City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez's name on the May 20th primary ballot, but reading it closely does show she's trying to expand her political reach.
Whether it's literature, the mail campaign, the radio campaign, everything that we've done, we've been able to do jointly, and that has saved us a whole lot of money.
Quiñones Sanchez represents a swath of North Philadelphia and is backing four candidates for the Pennsylvania legislature from within her council district. So what? The State House and Senate challengers are running as outsiders, as she has in the past.
If she can sweep all of them, then I would say that, you know, she's going to be a person that people are going to take notice of.
That's Larry Seisler, a public relations consultant and the publisher of Politics PA. When an elected official decides to back a slate of challengers, Seisler says, it offers a chance to prove the politician can deliver votes and get other people elected.
Which makes you stronger. It can also be used to expand an elected official's sphere of influence. You know, so for years, you know, you had people like, you know, Vince Fumo.
Fumo, the former state senator, was notorious for wielding enormous influence in Harrisburg and in Philly. Seisler will be watching to see how the Quiñones Sanchez slate does.
My guess is what the councilwoman is trying to do is to show that she is a political power, somebody who people need to come to when they want to get things done, you know, in the city or in the state.
Vince Fumo's influence ended with his conviction on corruption charges. Decades ago, there was local kingmaker Bill Gray, who started as pastor of Bright Hope Baptist Church and went on to win a seat in Congress. Gray rose to power in Washington while also mentoring and guiding a generation of Philadelphia leaders. Quiñones Sanchez is poised to become the most influential Latino political figure in the city's history.
Hola, yo soy la concejal María Quiñones Sanchez. Este martes 20 de mayo, ayúdame.
There's a history behind her willingness to challenge the city's democratic machine. After she won a contested election to city council in 2007, she expected to have party leaders support her for re-election.
Raised money for the party, attended the stuff that I was expected to.
But Quiñones Sanchez was snubbed. Quiñones Sanchez won, beating Danny Savage, the same candidate the party backed the first time when she defeated him to win the seat originally. Now, going into the primary election, none of the candidates on her slate is endorsed by the city's Democratic Party. The three state House challengers are her former staffers. The state Senate candidate is her husband, who was politically active before their marriage. Larry Seisler speculates this could be as much about building her profile as getting them elected.
For a person like Quiñones Sanchez, if she has higher aspirations, such as mayor, for instance, to be able to show others that you have the ability to organize, get people to the polls, and win elections is something that people would take notice of.
Seisler isn't the only person who wonders if the councilwoman has her eyes on higher office. And a dearth of prominent female politicians has many politics watchers eager for a candidate with her background and experience. Quiñones Sanchez grew up in the city's Hunting Park section and is the first Latina to serve on Philadelphia City Council. And what does the councilwoman say about a mayoral run?
I feel just as qualified as every candidate that is running, and I'm very proud of that. I hope in the next 4 to 8 years, I will be able to demonstrate to the rest of the city that someone like me can lead this city for everyone.
That includes neighborhoods haunted by crime and poverty, like the blocks near Front and Indiana. On a recent visit, most of the houses looked occupied, but there was no shortage of sidewalk trash. In the distance, a rooster made his presence known. Longtime neighborhood resident Carmen Morales slowly pulled a shopping cart down the street with her granddaughter.
Bullets don't have no names. Mm-hmm. And innocents pay, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When the kids get out of school, they be shooting, selling drugs.
Standing next to her is one of the state house candidates on the Quiñones Sanchez slate, Ketsi Lozada.
This has never been done in the history of Philadelphia politics, where a group of specifically Latinos get together to run and try to do something for specific districts that are so close to one another.
In her city hall office, Quiñones Sanchez says,
2015 is not my year. And the reason it's not my year and the reason for this slate is because there's a lot of work that I need to do in my district if I want to tell the rest of the city that I'm ready to lead it.
For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.